Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 20th of October, recording at 5:44 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first off, let's talk about the U.S. dollar here. And I did say on my comment of the day copy that I had just come back from a lunch with three very cagey, successful market timers. And we were talking about the dollar, and one of them was concerned that everybody was bearish for the dollar, which prompted me to raise the question, well, are they talking bears or acting bears? And my feeling, based entirely on the chart, was the fact that the dollar was just ranging sideways for such a long period following that bear squeeze that we saw at the beginning of this year, that they were mostly talking bears, because people had been getting whipsawed in the currency markets during these tight ranges, not surprisingly. And it was the sort of thing that just kept me on the sidelines, because I couldn't see the potential, really. Well, I do feel that that is changing now, and I remember we had the euro break up against the U.S. dollar. We've had the dollar just weaken generally against currencies today. I bought the Australian dollar against the U.S. dollar, and I posted a chart in addition to those of the U.S. dollar index, a weekly chart of that, and you see it eroding some support, which seems to me to be setting it up for a test of the lows. So I know I had been saying off and on while the dollar index was in that neutral ranging phase that it was showing potential medium-term base characteristics. That's very much in the background of my thinking here right now, because I go with the action always, and what we are seeing is that softer dollar. So I feel all bets are off regarding a medium-term base as far as the dollar is concerned, and for it to revive that hypothesis, we would need to see it push well back up into the portion of the trading range that we've just broken down from here recently. So I'm playing the dollar weakness strand. And what about the implications for this? All of this. Well, if I'm right on the basis that they are mostly talking rather than acting bears of the U.S. dollar, then this breakout from the trading range that we've seen could be significant, at least in the short term. Some of you might say, well, how can something be significant in the short term? Well, you can get a pretty sharp run. By short term, I would mean the next few weeks. And I'm very much of the view that the Fed and the U.S. administration want a weaker dollar overall. Now, when that became a political issue in other countries, and we had Eurocrats and politicians all screaming about this, they were able to jawbone the euro down and so on. But I think now we are seeing this easy money creation policy in the U.S. and concern over the deficits, so on. Now, you know all the arguments on this. We are seeing this way on the dollar here once again. And unless this recent weakening of the dollar is very quickly reversed, and you know anything can happen in these markets, so I would never say anything is impossible, but I will emphasize that unless this recent dollar weakness is very quickly reversed, what it will inevitably do is bring in wave after wave of dollar sellers. There is a lot of pent-up potential, or sidelined potential, I should say, in the currency markets that can come in and play very aggressively, very quickly, and I feel we're just beginning to see some of that. And you know, as I've stressed before also, that when markets are in trading ranges, particularly when they are in lengthy trading ranges, that of course it's tedious and dull, and it's probably best not to do anything in the lengthy trading ranges. But eventually, what those lengthy trading ranges do, and this is straight from the chart seminar, is that they thin out supply above and demand below, because you get a convergence of activity within the trade rating, within the trading range. I say a convergence of activity such as it is with everybody else on the sidelines. And I describe these sleepy sideways ranging patterns as explosions waiting to happen. And once you get a sustained breakout, then that can usher in waves of demand if the breakout's on the upside, or waves of supply if it's on the downside, as everybody jumps on the new trend. And there is a real possibility that we're seeing some of that, for at least the short term, begin right now. Now, if so, what does that mean? Well, it does mean that we'll make some money shorting the dollar. And a weak dollar would be bullish for the supply inelasticity trades. And we've got gold here just under 424 as I speak, up a little over $4. It has been up as high as 420.26 here today. Silver had romped up to as high as 737. It's currently at 733 in here today. Soybeans, after being down a little bit earlier on, are back on the upside here today. So all of these commodity markets, and especially the precious metals, could well benefit from this, and it wouldn't be bearish for the price of crude oil either, but more on crude later. I feel it ought to be bearish for the bonds, but that depends in part on how stock markets are actually performing. Overall, if stock markets are very weak, you get the so-called flight to quality into the bonds. My feeling is that a weaker dollar is actually somewhat positive for Wall Street, because it would not be viewed as a crisis in the early stages, at any rate. And indeed, it may never be viewed as a crisis, but what it would be viewed as is competitive devaluation, whether engineered by the Fed or the markets or both, and the answer is probably both. But it would be viewed as a competitive devaluation, which would be good for the export earnings of U.S. multinational companies and so on, and the overseas earnings of those same companies as profits are consolidated in the U.S. parent. So that's pretty much the lineup. We would a weaker dollar, say, would give us trading opportunities for at least the short term. It would be bullish for the supply and elasticity trades. It would be bearish in all probability for Treasury bonds, subject to how the stock market was doing. And my view is that a softer dollar, of course, is only one factor, but that would be a positive for the stock market. Now, moving on, as you know, that the biggest influence on the stock market recently has been oil. Its psychological significance will diminish should oil just range near current levels, let alone come off, but it is still a very important factor in the market. And currently we have the price of crude oil up $1.41, and that's it to put spot crude at $54.70, and it was starting to move up last night and of course overnight, and that really hit some of these stock markets. Japan again down 1.65% today. That spilled over into some very aggressive selling in the European markets, which more than retraced yesterday's gains. But they recouped a little of those losses as Wall Street's decline started to narrow. And I think Wall Street was down at least 80 on the Dow, I think, at one stage. But I wouldn't want to be too bearish of this market in here. Now, I wouldn't want to be too bullish of it either, but I wouldn't be too bearish in the sense that we see the NASDAQ continuing to show a generally steady performance overall. The NASDAQ never dipped very much, and it's up 9.5 as I speak. And the S&P is basically unchanged, up a fraction, and the Dow's down 10. So those declines have been largely erased, despite the fact that the price of crude oil is still very strong here today, but not through the highs. So, again, I think we have these nervous conditions which are likely to remain here, certainly for a while longer. Well, how am I playing it? As you know, I've got my Asian stock market positions, which I'm really not going to worry about much. Those are pretty much long-term holdings. The only one that isn't is a long position in the Nikkei, which is underwater at the moment. But I'm not inclined to chop that out, as I suspect that the price of crude oil is close to a bigger short and possibly medium term correction. And Bush does have a slight lead in the polls, but whoever wins, we're going to get past the uncertainty of the election result within the next fortnight. So I'm, and that might well give stock markets a fillip. So I don't want to be too bearish in here, and I do like Japan for the longer term. So that's really the only developed market that I like for the longer term. Now, I mentioned yesterday that in choosing to buy mining shares rather than the metal, particularly in the case of silver, that I'd made a mistake in doing that. And I've said over and over again that I feel that, unlike the crowd, I feel that the actual commodity is much less risky than the stocks, because mining companies can and do go bust, or at least they run down their reserves, whereas the metal is forever, and for all practical purposes. And we've seen a good day here in silver, so certainly it would have been better to have been long silver, and it narks me a bit to think that I didn't do it this time around, since I've been such an active player of that on so many occasions. But I do have that Silver Standard Resources, which had been sort of dogging it in here a bit. It's better today, but off the highs. It's at 15.43. The chart doesn't look that bad. It's up 50 cents. I'll stick with that in here. Gold's various different gold shares that I have. I'm certainly content to hold onto those. Those are in investment accounts, with the exception of the Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust, which I bought on a spread bet position. I'm certainly content to hold those, as I am some energy stock positions. I don't have much else, as you probably realize. Now, bonds. I was very tempted to short the Treasury bonds when they pushed up above 114 here earlier today. My thinking is, and looking at the chart, looking at what's going on, it may take a few weeks for this to come right. I'm quite relaxed about building up a short position on further strength, if we see further strength in the U.S. Treasury bonds, because I'm not exactly chasing this market. I mean, they've had one heck of a rally, a lot bigger rally than many people, including myself, expected. And you know my bearish longer-term case for bonds, which I need not repeat. And what's the most they might do on the outside? Well, we're at 113.24 here today, up 12.30 seconds as I speak. I think 115, 116 possibly. I will be shorting if we get anything like that. So I'm willing to dig a bit of a hole in here. I'll take that risk, because I'm not going to establish aggressively large positions. I do it very much on a baby steps basis. Elsewhere here, I've covered that Australian dollar position. You know, I bought the Aussie against the US in here today. I like the interest rate differential. I want to have a trend on my side, and the interest rate differential in my favor, which one has there. And the Kiwis also, Kiwi dollar is also good in that respect. Now, in the metals markets, gold, as I speak, back to 424, silver 735, tin, that's just closed at 889.25. That's up $100. This has been in such a narrow range, and it did back off 90.50, but they steadied up. Those metals were a bit soft yesterday and earlier today. I just reckon that any softness in the metals is a buying opportunity, particularly if you share my view that we will see gold, I beg your pardon, we will see the dollar moving lower. Lead is up 1 as I speak. It had been down 10 earlier on, and copper again had reversed a decline here today. So they're generally quietly steady. And just looking at the those grains unchanged on corn, which had a reasonable day yesterday, 207 on the December contract. Soybeans up 4. Those are, again, these grains are dirt cheap, but it's a baby step situation. It may well require patience, because the catalyst to trigger off that short covering and a really significant rally is not yet evident in the marketplace. My hunch is that the catalyst will be Chinese buying, but I'm obviously not responsible for the Chinese buying program, and I have no idea when their cat and mouse game, or when within their cat and mouse game with the commodity markets, they will actually start to buy. But I'd like to be positioned for that in these markets, to say that are very, very oversold at the time being. Have an excellent evening.